This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The organizer comes to Ole Miss. Having breakfast at the University of Memphis before leaving for Oxford, Mississippi, home of the University of Mississippi, we were in a good mood after the Hooks event the previous evening. We laughed at the number of people in the audience that evening who had raised their eyebrows when we told them we were headed there after they had inquired on whether or not we might be available in Memphis the following day. Reputations obviously die hard. Walking around the well-known town square in Oxford later that afternoon, we could understand the point some of our new friends had made somewhat better. A statue of a Confederate infantry soldier towered over the square in front of the courthouse, dwarfing the signature store of the famous Square Books. His locations dot many points of the compass there. William Faulkner dominated the floor of that bookstore. Continue walking, and a bronze statue of him, sitting on a bench with a pipe, looks at the courthouse as well. The famous saying that the past is never past is not his, but it seemed appropriate in a town dominated by a publicly funded state university still proud to call themselves the Rebels. We were there at the invitation of former Acorn organizer from the 1970s and now professor of social work there, Steve Soifer. Steve had been corresponding with me about showing the documentary The Organizer and talking about organizing whenever I might be close by, and I'd mentioned we were going to be in Memphis, not far away. He'd arranged for several of his undergraduate classes to screen the documentary in two parts, one in the morning session and another in the early afternoon, and we made it there in time for the Q&A. The students were surprised somewhat that I had been as young as they were now when I started Acorn. Others hailing from the Gulf Coast area were curious about the Katrina recovery area. They were most animated when Steve asked them to describe their class projects to me. The most intense conversation erupted when the question arose about diversity of the Ole Miss campus itself. The student body is now 13.5% African American, while the state is closer to 38% African American. It was hard to escape the point one student was making. It was better, but nowhere near good enough. In the evening, the screening attracted people from the community as well as a bunch of graduate students and some undergrads from other disciplines. This group was hungrier in its efforts to sort out ways to make a difference in these difficult times. They didn't want answers as much as they wanted me to suggest directions they might go. I spent a long time talking to an activist student on the verge of graduating who seemed to have caught a bit of the organizing bug and might hide away in graduate school, but I could tell might as easily jump into organizing, making the journey to Oxford just about worth my while, if there had been no other benefit to be gained from the visit. As the questions ended, I asked one older gentleman I'd met before the screening if he didn't have any final question. He commented that he knew as you got older you were supposed to become more conservative, but in these times he didn't find that. He said he was getting more radical. I said, amen to that, and added, and more impatient too. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.